as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter 3, the birth of Lord Krishna. And today, we'll begin with text 36, which has no purport, so I'll recite that myself. Then we'll go on to the next verse, which is actually a double verse, 37, 38. We'll recite 37 responsibly, and then I'll read the rest. So, evang vam tapitos tivrang tapak paramadushkaram divyavarsha sahasrani dvadashe yurumadat manoho. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Thus, you spent 12,000 celestial years performing difficult activities of tapasya in consciousness of me, Krishna consciousness. Okay, so 37, we'll recite responsibly. Tada! Vam! Paritushto! Aham! Amuna! Vapushanga! Vapusanage! Tapasa, Shadhaya, Nityam, Bhaktya, Cha, Hridi, Pavitaha, Tadavang Paritushtoham, Amuna Vapushanage, Tapasa, Shadhaya, Nityam, Bhaktya, Cha, Hridi, Pavitaha, Tadavang Paritushtoham Amuna Vapushanage Tapasa Shadaya Nityam Bhaktya Cha Hridibhavitaha Tadavang Paritushtoham Amuna Vapushanage Tapasa Shadaya Nityam Bhaktya Cha Hridibhavitaha. Please chant. Paritushtoham Amuna Vapushanage Tapasa Shadaya Nityam Bhaktya Cha Hridibhavitaha. Vaishnavins, Tadavang Paritushtoham Amuna Vapushanage Tapasa Shadaya Nityam Bhaktya Cha Hridibhavitaha Tadavang Paritushtoham Amuna Vapushanage Tapasa Shadaya Nityam Bhaktya Cha Hridibhavitaha. Anyone else? No? Okay, I'll read the next verse. Padura sang varadarad, Padura sang varadarad, yuvaho kamaditsaya, vriyatang vara ityukte, madrashovang vritak sutaha. No prophets. Synonyms, tada. Then, after the expiry of 12,000 celestial years, Vam with both of you. I was very much satisfied. Amuna, by this. Vapusha, in this form as Krishna. Anaghe, O my dear sinless mother. Tapasa, by austerity. Shraddhaya, by faith. Nityam, constantly engaged. Bhaktya, by devotional service. Cha, as well as. Hridi, within the core of the heart. Bhavitaha, fixed in determination. Padurasam, appeared before you in the same way. Varadharat, the best of all who can bestow benedictions. Yuvayaho, of both of you. Kamaditsaya, wishing to fulfill the desire. Vriyatam, asked you to open your minds. Varaha, for a benediction. Iti ukte, when you were requested in this way. Madrshaha, exactly like me. Vam, of both of you. Vritaha, was asked. Sutaha, as your son. You wanted a son exactly like me. Srila Prabhupada's translation. O sinless Mother Devaki, after the expiry of 12,000 celestial years, in which you constantly contemplated me within the core of your heart with great faith, devotion, and austerity, I was very much satisfied with you. Since I am the best of all bestowers of benediction, I appeared in the same form as Krishna to ask you to take from me the benediction you desired. You then expressed your desire to have a son exactly like me. Scroll back up so we can do it. We can repeat the translation. O sinless Mother Devaki, after the expiry of 12,000 celestial years, in which you constantly contemplated me within the core of your heart, with great faith, devotion, and austerity, I was very much satisfied with you. Since I am the best of all bestowers of benediction, I appeared in the same form as Krishna to ask you to take from me the benediction you desired. You then expressed your desire to have a son exactly like me. Srila Prabhupada's purport. 12,000 years on the celestial planets is not a very long time for those who live in the upper planetary system, although it may be very long for those who live on this planet. Sutapa was the son of Brahma, and as we have already understood from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 17, one day of Brahma equals many millions of years according to our calculation. Sahasra yuga paryantam aharyan bhamano viduhu. We should be careful to understand that to get Krishna as one son, one must undergo such great austerities. If we want to get the Supreme Personality of Godhead to become one of us in this material world, this requires great penance. But if we want to go back to Krishna, Chaktadeham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana, we need only understand him and love him. Through love only, we can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore declared prema pumartho mahan. Love of Godhead is the highest achievement for anyone. As we have explained, in worship of the Lord, there are three stages, jnana, jnanamayi, and rati, or love. Sutapa and his wife, Prishni, inaugurated their devotional activities on the basis of full knowledge. Gradually, they developed love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when this love was mature, the Lord appeared as Vishnu. although Devaki then requested him to assume the form of Krishna. To love the Supreme Personality of Godhead more, we want a form of the Lord like Krishna or Rama. We can engage in loving transactions with Krishna especially. In this age, we are all fallen, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow upon us love of Godhead directly. This was appreciated by the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami said, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushe Namaha. In this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as Mahavadanya, the most munificent of charitable persons, because he gives Krishna so easily that one can attain Krishna simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should therefore take advantage of the benediction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra we are cleansed of all dirty things, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, we shall be able to understand very easily that Krishna is the only object of love. Kirtana Deva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangha Param Rajat. Therefore, one need not undergo severe penances for many thousands of years. One need only learn how to love Krishna and be always engaged in his service. Sevan mukhe hi jivado swayameva sparachyada. Then one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Instead of bringing the Lord here for some material purpose, to have a son or whatever else, if we go back home, back to Godhead, our real relationship with the Lord is revealed and we eternally engage in our eternal relationship. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, we gradually develop our eternal relationship with the Supreme Person and thus attain the perfection called Swarupa Siddhi. We should take advantage of this benediction and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is therefore sung, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as an incarnation to deliver all fallen souls like us and directly bestow upon us love of Godhead. We must take advantage of this great benediction of the great personality of Godhead. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shmati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Srinivani Paschacha Deshtarine Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Shapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Tapada Kamalam Sri Guru and Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanmatam Tangsirivam Shadvaitam Savadutam Purijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Shakan Vatangsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Haripriye, Vancha Kompaturubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyevacha, Patitanang Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, 50th anniversary of ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, to present the Vedic conclusion as he is presenting it, which may differ slightly from the way someone else presents it. But we are in Srila Prabhupada's movement, so we follow Srila Prabhupada. Not that we quote from some other source. Well, you know, Prabhupada said it's but. There are no buts when you're following Srila Prabhupada. If you're a Rupanuga, you follow Srila Rupa Goswami exactly the way he presented the Shastra. If you're a Prabhupadanuga, you follow Srila Prabhupada exactly the way he presented it. So in this purport, how many times did Prabhupada repeat the phrase, going back to home, back to Godhead? Still, there are people who claim to be Prabhupada followers who don't believe that they were in Godhead ever, that they were in some kind of limbo somewhere and now they're getting a chance to go to Godhead. But that's not Prabhupada's presentation. Prabhupada's presentation is, you came from the spiritual world and now you have a chance to go back to the spiritual world. Back to home, back to Godhead. If you don't buy that, then you may have to go somewhere else where they have some other understanding that resonates better with your understanding. But this is Srila Prabhupada's presentation. You're supposed to go back to home, back to Godhead. Anybody have any problems with that? You want to argue with Srila Prabhupada? That was his understanding and his presentation. We're supposed to be following Srila Prabhupada. What's the use of saying Jaya Prabhupada and then coming up with ifs, ands, and buts when the philosophy is presented by him? It's useless. It's meaningless. It's like the story... I think I first heard it from Gauravinda Maharaj about how useless the disciples are who don't follow it, don't do what a spiritual master says. Excuse me. So the guru was traveling around to various temples where he had disciples. So he came to one temple, and the disciples, they saw him coming. Oh, Guru Maharaj is coming. Guru Maharaj said, they all pack in a room, and Guru Maharaj comes in, they offer him the Vyasa said. So after a few minutes, the guru says, may I have some water? And everybody's, Jai Guru Maharaj, but nobody moves. So he keeps talking, and then a few minutes later, he says, I would like some water. Jai Gurudev, and nobody moves. Third time, I would like some water. So one disciple was super intelligent. Guru Maharaj is thirsty. Let me bring him some milk. So he brought him some milk. No, I would like some water. So if you don't go and get the water, you're useless. If you go and get something other than water, you're useless. The real useful disciple is the one who gets what the spiritual master wants, who does what the spiritual master requests. So this is our situation. We're supposed to be Prabhupada Nugas. Stop looking around for other conclusions and bringing them and dangling them in front of the devotees and confusing them. Whatever Prabhupada said, that's what we follow. It may not resonate with some other branches of even the Chaitanya tree. That's okay. This is Srila Prabhupada's movement. We follow Srila Prabhupada. He never gave us license to go out and do whatever we wanted to and come to some other conclusion. Just the opposite. When Prabhupada was on the planet and some devotees wanted to invite his god brothers to come and speak in the temple, he said no. He said, if they say one word different from what I've told you, you'll become confused. So this was Prabhupada's presentation. He did not want us to be confused. He wanted us to be fixed in this understanding of qualifying ourselves to take advantage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to go back to home, back to Godhead. Somebody else may present something else, but that's not what Prabhupada presented. So we're supposed to take what Prabhupada presented. So here we have Krishna speaking to his mother Devaki. And it's very interesting telling that we've heard the prayers of Devaki and we've heard the prayers of her husband, Vasudeva. And neither one of them asked for liberation. Neither one of them even asked to be let out of Kansa's prison. They were in such dire situation, shackled in a prison house. Every time they had a child, it was smashed to death. But when the Lord appeared finally before them, they didn't say, finally, get us out of here. No. They were concerned about him. Please get yourself out of here so that Kansa won't harm you. Because the paternal, the parental feelings kicked in, so they didn't want him to. Krishna cannot be harmed. We know that. They know that. But because they have such strong paternal feelings towards Krishna, they were worried for his safety. They never said, get us out of here. So this is Prabhupada's presentation again in today's purport. That don't try to bring Krishna into the material world for some purpose, whatever purpose, for whatever to be your son or whatever else is the way you put it in the purport today. Just try to qualify yourself to go back to Krishna in the spiritual world and stay there eternally enjoying. Are we ready? Do we want to go? This is a question I have been asking myself every single day lately. Am I ready to go back to the spiritual world if Krishna came? If Krishna came personally before me, and you can ask yourself the same question before right today and said, Archdas, or fill in your own name, I am ready to take you back to God and let's go. Would I say, yes, my Lord? Or would I start thinking, well, can I have a little more time to wrap up a few things? What few things do you want to wrap up here? Why do we want to stay in this place? And the reason why we're here is because we want to stay here. This is probably not the first time we've been given the opportunity to get out. And we always had a few little things we wanted to wrap up. How much time do you need? A few days? A few weeks? A few months? A few more years? For what? So you can hear all the horrible news of another truck slamming into hundreds of people and thousands of people and killing hundreds of them? Is that why we want to stay here? Do we think we can prevent that from happening? We have some magic formula? Why do we want to stay here? Why do I want to stay here? What do we have to do here? In my case, buy some more camera equipment? I mean, what do I want to stay here for? Seriously. So if Krishna appeared before you today, right after class, you go to the Maha Bowl, you get your Maha, and then Krishna's standing right there. And says, Bhakta Vatsala, Let's go back to Godhead. Are you going to say yes, or are you going to start thinking, well, you know, I have this wedding plan, you know, what are we going to say we want to stay here for? For what purpose? For what reason? So this is a serious thing, because the day will come. The day will come when it's presented to us, let's go back to Godhead. And if we're not 100%, as Prabhupada would say, ready to go, then Krishna's going to have to accede to our, you know, desire to stay here. I mean, I want to take you, but you have some plan. You want to stay here. I don't know why you want to stay here, but you know, this is extremely foolish. It's like the story told of the old lady who went into the forest to pick up sticks. It's India, you know, they need sticks for fuel, for cooking, etc. But the system is generally to help each other to get the bundle on the head, and then they take off and go home. So this old lady had somebody helped her put the bundle on the head, but she was old, so the rest of them went ahead of her. And she's walking along, and she heard a tiger roar, and she became scared, and the bundle fell off her head. So she's praying, "Oh, Govind, oh, Gopal, what am I going to do, Govind?" She's praying so sincerely that Krishna appears, "Mother, what can I do for you?" "Ah, I'm so glad you came, because I don't know what I would do. Can you put the sticks back on my head, please?" So this is foolish. God appears before you and asks you, what do you want? And you ask him to put the burden back on your head. So praying for anything other than pure love of God, it is like that. Any material benediction you get is putting a bundle on your head. If you get money, we see what money does to people. It's putting a bundle on their head. They can't handle it, most of them. They get money either by inheritance or winning the lottery or whatever, and it blows their minds. It blows their minds. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to properly utilize Krishna's money in Krishna's service. As we stated strongly in the last class, it's not our money, it's Krishna's money. Or beauty, or fame, or any one of the six opulences that Krishna has in full. If we get any of them to any tangible degree, we become intoxicated. "Oh, I'm a strong person." Nowadays, it's not even a strong man anymore, strong woman. I can pump and I can lift and, you know. Everybody becomes infatuated by the strength of their body. Or the beauty of the body. And how long does bodily strength or beauty last? We know not very long. Yesterday, our godbrother Pancharatna Prabhu wrote a nice offering to his mother who just passed away on Facebook. Very touching. She had always supported him from the very moment he joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, even though she was not herself, you could say, a devotee. But she gave him full support. She was happy to see him transformed from a hippie into a happy devotee of the Lord. And so he remembers how she donated $3,000 to buy the first video equipment in ISKCON. And I remember I was there in Henry Street when that happened. They used to take, if you see them nowadays, it looks like a joke. Any modern smartphone can take video. That's thousands of times better than that. But that was the state of the art back then in the 70s. It was very expensive video equipment, and it took very grainy black and white footage. But some of that you can still see if you look it up on YouTube. You can probably find some of those early videos of Prabhupada. But the devotees wanted to not just have pictures. The day was going on just as usual. She got up, did her different things. And then sometime during the day, she went to the bathroom, went, lay down on her bed, and just left her body. So we should be so lucky. But whichever way we go, whether it's by some long-term debilitating illness or just lying down and leaving in an instant, the moment will come when we are going to have to leave this body. And where do we want to go next? We have to cultivate that in advance. You can't wait till that last moment and think you're going to come up with, you know, a strong desire to go back to Godhead. If you don't want to go to Godhead now, why are you going to want to go when it's time to leave? So the point is, if we develop a strong desire to go back to Godhead, if we develop the qualifications, meaning full surrender, offenseless chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, then we're already off the material platform, we're already on the spiritual platform. So when death comes, it's not a big deal. Prabhupada said it's just like closing early wood, Beverly Wood to Beverly Hills. Foolish. Waste of time. That doesn't mean that devotees can't exist in opulent situations. We've seen in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, there was Kolavesh Sridhar, extremely poor, selling banana leaf plates and selling bananas for a few pice. And there was the thatch on his roof was in his cottage was full of holes, so when rain was coming in, and he would be chanting all night in ecstasy, and the neighbors would think that this guy's so poor he doesn't even have anything to eat. That's why he's howling all night. No, he was chanting in ecstasy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him all opulence, what do you want? I'll give you anything you want. No, my Lord, don't tempt me. I don't want anything. I just want the benediction of being in your pastimes lifetime after lifetime. That's all he wanted. On the other end of the spectrum, you had Prataparuja Maharaj, king of Orissa. All money, all wealth at his disposal. He wanted to give it up and become a mendicant so that he could get the association of the Lord. And the Lord said, no. No, I don't want you to become a mendicant. You stay in your position. You can do more good as the devotee king of Orissa than being a mendicant. So there's always those extremes in the devotee community. It's not that because I'm chanting Hare Krishna, we're all going to have the same amount of everything. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. There are always going to be extremes. You're going to be some extremely poor devotees and some extremely rich devotees. And that's always going to be there. We should not be envious. It's not that if I'm on the poor end, that I'm going to be upset and angry until I become on the... No. That we're not understanding. Wherever Krishna puts us, wherever situation puts us, we are supposed to perform devotional service. We are supposed to perform. And Krishna makes us for our best. Just like Srila Prabhupada came with nothing. Just like Srila Prabhupada came with nothing. Preaching Bhagavad Gita, Hare Krishna. And gradually, Krishna said, and more men, and more money, more men, more money, more men, more men, more money. Finally, he had so much. He could go on any continent, practically any city of the world. He had a company to stay in. Any city of the world, he had a servant to stay in. But that was Prabhupada's motive. He wasn't motivated by having more servants and more cars to drive around and servants and more cars. He simply wanted to preach Krishna consciousness. He simply wanted to preach Krishna consciousness. But the carry on mission that was handed to him by his spiritual master. So if one has the mentality, then it doesn't matter. If one has it, you have a little or a lot or something in between. You will properly use it and the Lord will be pleased. If we improperly use even a little bit that we have, the Lord is not pleased. It's not that if I have a little, then I can do anything and God, Krishna doesn't care. No. If you properly take care of the few little items that you have, or the cheap car that you have, then Krishna's pleased. It's not that I will properly take care of it when you give me a Rolls Royce. Until then, who cares? No. Proper use of stress. Every vehicle has to be assigned to one person, because one man, one driver means there's a good chance they'll take care of it. If it's assigned to many people, then nobody will take care of it and nobody will take the blame. And we've seen it happen many times in ISKCON. You have a vehicle that many people have access to and nobody remembers to change the oil. And then when the engine seizes up, nobody takes responsibility. Oh, it wasn't my responsibility. So generally speaking, it's better if one person is assigned the responsibility for each vehicle so that you have somebody to blame if something goes wrong. So, again, here we have the phenomenon of Devaki and Vasudeva not praying for their own situation. Even after Krishna left and went to Gokula, they were still in the prison. They stayed in the prison house for quite some time after that, before Krishna finally liberated them. So we should take that example. Don't bother Krishna for your personal situation. Krishna sees everything. He knows everything. He's providing for everyone. Srila Prabhupada used to say, the elephants in Africa, how much do they eat? At least 80 kgs a day. Where are they getting it from? They're not working hard at some factory or something. Krishna's supplying. He's supplying whatever little the ant needs. He's supplying what the elephant needs. So if you're trying to serve Krishna, won't Krishna supply what you need? Never worry about that, Prabhupada assures us. Don't ever worry. Whatever you need, Krishna will supply. You just concentrate on serving him to the best of your ability. You don't have to make a laundry list of, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this. Krishna knows what you need. He knows what you need and he knows what you want. He showed that in the case of Dhruva Maharaj. After Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord face to face. So I'm in Kritartosmi, Baram Nayache. I was searching for broken pieces of glass. Now I've gotten the most valuable jewel. So Lord Vishnu said, well, what do you want? I don't want anything, my Lord. Nope. I know what you wanted. You wanted a kingdom greater than your grandfather. So he gave him. He gave him his own planet. So Krishna knows what we need and he knows what we want. We don't have to bug him with these needs and wants. We just have to concentrate on purifying our chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. Every morning we're reciting that Bahu Janma Koriyare Shravana Kirtan Tabutana Paya Krishna Pada Premadana. If one is infested with 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra, despite his endeavor to chant the holy names for many births, Very key there. Many births. You will not get the love of Godhead, which is the ultimate goal of the chanting. So we really have to concentrate on purifying our chanting. Otherwise, we can keep coming back and chanting in an impure fashion. Krishna will say, you like being in the clearing stage so much, you can stay in the clearing stage for another life, another life, another life. There's the offensive stage where we all begin, and there's a clearing stage, and then there's the offense-less stage. So we really have to strive to get to that offense-less stage. We know what the 10 offenses are, and we should learn how to avoid them. And one of the biggest offense, practically the gateway from which all other offenses spring, is inattentive chanting. Inattentive chanting. We're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, but the mind is going everywhere, and what I did yesterday, what I want to do tomorrow, what happened, where is so-and-so, I haven't seen him in a long time, on and on. And we just let it go. We just let it go. We actually follow the mind. It goes here, it goes there, we follow it. But the spiritual master's prime duty is to teach the disciple how to control his or her mind. How to control his or her mind. Because an uncontrolled mind is the worst enemy, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. It will drag you into all kinds of situations, bad situations. But if we learn how to control the mind, then citta mana prashantatsa paramatma samabhata sitoshna sukadukeshu tata mano pamanayo, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. That for one who's controlled the mind, the super soul is already reached. And this is the idea. We want to hear the super soul clearly. We're hearing, but the super soul is speaking to us according to what we want to hear. I want to hear a little bit of Krishna katha and a lot of me katha and a lot of my friend katha, like that. My friends, my BFFs, etc. We don't want to hear just a steady stream of Krishna katha. But that's what the super soul wants to give us, a steady stream of Krishna katha, a steady stream of what to do, what not to do. So, if we control our minds by practicing Krishna consciousness, then Paramatma Samambita. We come in contact clearly with the Super Soul. We can hear clearly what the Super Soul is saying. Do this. Don't do that. Go here. Go there. Krishna is willing to give instructions. He's qualified to give instructions because he can see past, present, and future. He knows everything. He knows what's going to happen. He can tell you clearly, avoid this. Do that. Sitosha sukadukesha. We become satisfied. That's the first symptom, that one is controlled in mind. One becomes satisfied in all circumstances, not hankering after this and lamenting about that. Sitosha sukadukeshu tatamano pamanayam. That one is willing and ready to serve in all conditions, whether heat or cold, happiness or stress, honor or dishonor, doesn't make any difference to the devotee who is controlled in mind and who's making steady progress in Krishna consciousness. So, this is the point in today's verse, that we should take advantage of Lord Chaitanya's mercy in the form of this Hare Krishna mantra, chant sincerely, try to avoid the offenses, and the goal will be reached, without any doubt, guaranteed. We will go back to home, back to Godhead. So we can stop here. Any questions, comments? Ekashma Prabhu.
Thank you for a nice class. I was just curious about, some of these situations can become somewhat confusing when it's like, we're dealing with, like, I guess in order to understand, to really follow Srila Prabhupada and to understand Srila Prabhupada, it's like we have this system of Guru Sadhu Shastra, so I was just trying to understand kind of how all those kind of like fit together, because on one hand it's like, we want to just follow what Srila Prabhupada says, but on the other hand we also have to try to like understand how he's part of a whole sampradaya, and sometimes he himself says things on different occasions which seem to be different. So how do we sort of reconcile those things? I mean,
that's why you need a personal guide. Prabhupada always quote this verse from the Mahabharata. Tarko pratishtha shruti abhinanna. Asa munir yasa. Well, talk within. Dharma sitatam niyatam gohayam. Mahajana yena gatasapanta. So, you can talk to so many so-called Muni scholars. Tarko pratishtha. They don't even agree amongst themselves about anything. How are you going to follow them? And shruti abhinanna. You cannot
ascertain the truth just by reading the scriptures. Because again, the scriptures differ. Some scriptures seem to say that even Lord Shiva is the supreme. We know following our path that we don't accept that. In the Srimad Bhagavatam that we have, Lord Shiva prays to Krishna as the supreme. So if you read the scriptures on your own, you're going to become confused. If you try to follow so many so-called learned Vedic scholars, you're going to become confused because they differ amongst themselves about different things. The truth of Dharma is hidden within the hearts of the pure devotees. And therefore, Mahajana Yena Gataka Svanta, you have to follow those pure devotees. So for us, in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that pure devotee is Srila Prabhupada. So even if he says something that may seem to differ from what you heard from some other sadhu or from some scripture you read somewhere else, you follow him. That's what it means to be a Prabhupada Nuga. You don't have the license to... It's not like a Chinese menu where you can take one from column A, one from column B, something from column C, and then come to your own conclusion. Who are you? Where did you get the qualification from to make your own conclusion? We follow Srila Prabhupada's conclusions. And if it doesn't jive with what somebody else accepts, then fine, let them follow whoever they follow. They are at liberty to do that. But my point is, if we're members of the International Society for Christian Consciousness, if we're so-called Prabhupada Nugas, we don't have the liberty to go against anything Prabhupada says. We don't have that liberty. Then we're putting ourselves above him. That he said this, but I found some other conclusion that I think is better. Where do we get that license from? Prabhupada never gave us that license. He never gave us that license. He said, one should always remain a fool in front of one's spiritual master. One should always think that I'm a fool. Surya, you wanted to say something?
You said that we should be ready to go back home, back to Godhead. And maybe you can comment on this. I think it was 1976 in a darshan. Jabrari Swami asked Srila Prabhupada that there's many devotees that want to come back to preach and distribute books in other planets. What should we, is that proper desire? And Prabhupada's response was, that is pure devotion.
Yes, but one cannot imitate that. Early or too early imitation of that mood is out of laziness. We can't be bothered to put in the effort to become pure. Therefore, we think, okay, I'll come back again and again and again. So Prabhupada discouraged that laziness. He said many times, don't waste this opportunity. Surrender this one lifetime to Krishna and you'll go back to Godhead. Back to home, back to Godhead. Even like in today's purport, he kept drumming that into us because he wanted us to have that desire to go back to Godhead. Otherwise, it's easy to just become complacent. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm having prasadam, nice association, I'll come back again and again and again. But that wasn't Prabhupada's mood. If you're a pure devotee of the Lord, then obviously you don't care. You don't care. This planet, that planet, hell, heaven, it doesn't matter to a pure devotee. You can serve anywhere. But we can't imitate that mood. When we get agitated, if prasadam is a few minutes late, or, you know, just something is wrong here, and this blows us aside, and we want to move on and go somewhere else. If you're that neophyte, then, you know, you can't imitate this kind of mood. That's for really pure devotees. So maybe at that point, those devotees are on that level, I don't know. But in general, Prabhupada said, go back to home, back to Godhead. Surrender to this chanting of Hare Krishna, chant purely, go back to home, back. That is the instruction for everyone. Jai, Granthiraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Using a tea. Huh? Will you be using a tea?